USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The latest on the pandemic's origins, Dan Naraki reports.
A newly disclosed intelligence report shows that three researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital treatment in November 2019, reigniting a debate over the origins of COVID-19. Former national security official with the Clinton administration and Atlantic Council senior fellow Jamie Metzl is calling for a full and open investigation into the virus's origin. He tells CNBC that it's critically important to find out where the virus came from.
There's a reason why when a plane crashes, we do everything possible to understand what happened. Until we know other planes are in the air, until we know how this pandemic started, we're all unnecessarily at risk. And that's why from day one, from the earliest days of the pandemic last year, I and a small number of others, and it's great this number is growing, have been calling for a full investigation into all origin hypotheses, including that what I see is a very likely possibility that this pandemic started from an accidental lab incident followed by a criminal cover-up.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
As state governments begin a lottery system with big cash prizes for those getting vaccinated, not everyone sees this as a good use of pandemic money. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New York is kicking off its lottery system for people who decide to roll up their sleeves for the COVID-19 vaccine. Starting on Monday, anyone over the age of 18 who gets a shot at a state-run site will receive a scratch-off ticket. It could be worth between $20 to $5 million. In Ohio, a program enters residents who get vaccinated against COVID-19 into a lottery for prize money. State Representative Jenna Powell believes it's a huge waste of money. She tells CNN,
you know, we do want to get to herd immunity, and that's incredible. But the bottom line is my bill and my pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars to fund a Vax-a-Million lottery. And that's what a lot of Ohioans are pushing back on, not whether or not the vaccine works or how many people we want to take the vaccine. The pushback is it's a gross misuse of taxpayer dollars in our state that could be used for things like the COVID relief fund or small business funding or mental health for children. There's been a lot of issues with children in our state when it comes to shutdowns and closures. So we feel that $5 million could be used more wisely in our state.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Vax-a-Million campaign has helped drive an increase in vaccination rates among Ohioans, and it was announced on May 13th. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And you thought it was easy, huh? I'll tell you, they just keep coming up with more stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, Mitt Romney is now the first GOP senator to say that he would vote for a January 6th commission bill. I'll tell you, why don't you save everybody all the money, Mitt, and everybody else for that matter? Because, you know, if there's a commission, you know how many millions of dollars of the people's money we're going to spend in this? I'm telling you, you could get a high school civics class, give them $500,000 and tell them to do a report. And that report will probably be better than what they will come up with, because they're going to probably be more objective than these political hacks that want to cover their rear ends to avoid the obvious. I mean, if you really want to put money where it should be put, where it might be well spent, is how about a commission to figure out what the heck happened in the 2020 elections? I mean, there's still so many questions. Yes, there's investigations going on and things like that. But I thought you guys could, chew gum and walk at the same time. But that doesn't seem to be the case, because there's still too many questions out there. I mean, every day you're reading something new coming out of Arizona or Pennsylvania or whatever. It's never ending. But, we're told that we cannot question the outcome of the election in spite of the clear evidence that's coming out regarding the Dominion machines. I mean, we got, what was it, one officer in Arizona said, get rid of the machines, get rid of the Dominion machines. They're, they're a mess. But, meanwhile, happily, we're rolling along. We got the midterms coming. We're going to be in a general election before you know it in 2024. And the mess continues. I got to bring on Dr. Michael Buzler. Michael, thank you for putting up with me for just a minute. I know we're going to be talking the economy here as usual, but this really just galls me, because in a sense, it all comes back to the money that's wasted in this whole process to, figure out what happened on January. It's one day event. One day event that happened, and we look at it like as if it was, a 9/11 deal, or God forbid that we look back on that, past summer of love fiasco that cost us $4 billion, but we just continue to move forward and spend the people's money, because that seems to be of some interest for people. And I don't know, to me, it just seems like all a bunch of theater, like so much of this COVID stuff that's going on.
Yeah, it certainly looks that way. And thanks for having me, Bill. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here. Yeah, I mean, what people really want to know is what exactly was the truth behind things? What was known ahead of time? Why didn't the police adequately prepare for this? It looks like the Democrats really just want to blame Trump and the Republicans for this whole thing and try to use that and sort of blow it up and make it a big issue going into 2022.
Yeah, let's blame half the country with a broad brush. Half the country, it was their fault for what happened on January the 6th, and they're all a bunch of rioters. No, they're a bunch of patriots that were trying, came down to support their vote and the American process. And they came together over a million in Washington, D.C. to make a statement. I mean, Black Lives Matter had been doing that all summer. They're burning buildings, burning churches down, trying to burn a church down, do all this destruction, and no harm, no foul. We get people to come there, and even, you know, we can see from the video, like I said, I think some high school civics class could do a great job in analyzing what happened. They can take that on as a project and come back and report. And I'll tell you, they'd probably do a better job than these elected officials that we're going to pay millions of dollars for them to waste their time and staff time in order to, you know, look into this thing. Am I being extreme here, Michael?
No, I don't think so. And, you know, in terms of the cost, by the time they get all these high-priced lawyers in there, you know, you're right. This is going to end up running in the $10 to $20 million range. And I'm afraid, although they're trying to say this will be bipartisan, my fear is that it won't be. And it will just be some way to try to get at Trump for saying something that they said incited this riot. And when you look at what Trump said, I don't really see it that way. And if you start to look at some of the planning that was done before the riot occurred, you know, there were bombs are being placed around a couple of days before. So really, we just want to know what the truth is here. We don't want to spend a lot of money. We don't want to this to be a partisan thing, rather. And we just want to know exactly what the truth is and why did this thing happen. And you're right. We don't need to spend $10, $20 million to do that. We can certainly do it for a lot less.
Well, we wasted $70 million chasing after the Russian collusion. And after it's all said and done, they found Bupkis. But no big deal. Like you said, these high-priced attorneys said, thank you very much. We'll take the windfall and run and go buy a new Lamborghini. And life goes on. But, you know, this is the people's money. And they continue to waste our money, and nobody's calling them into account. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, and you say, we want a bipartisan, you know, commission on this. I don't even know if that's even possible, because you've got, you know, a number of Republicans who are sold out, who don't particularly care for Trump, his ego, his tweets or whatever. But, you know, here we are, as Liz Peek said, you know, what do you want? You know, tweets that you think are mean or bad policy that's costing everybody across the board, you know, their livelihoods. And here we are with inflation, you know, hitting us in the head. And this is just the start. I mean, this is the 70s one more time, as one person said. Yeah, the 70s one more time, but with not as good music.
Yeah. You know, and this inflation problem is, I believe, much more severe than the administration cares to admit.
They can't even admit we got a crisis at the border. Going to admit that we've got an inflation problem, you know. And I'll tell you what, Jill Biden, or I should say Dr. Jill Biden, of course, I don't think she's going to the grocery store and shopping and realizing that you know her pat of butter has gone up by $2, you know.
Yeah. And so was a lot of other products. So how bad is the inflation problem, and what's likely to happen. So really, since 1980, about 40 years, we have not really had an inflation problem. The Federal Reserve stayed on top of it. They made sure the money supply never increased fast enough to have an inflation problem. After most of the last 40 years, inflation has been under 3%. For the last decade, it's been under 2%. So where are we today? So first of all, how do we measure inflation? So the government buys 100 goods that the average consumer is likely to purchase, and they do that in 53 cities around the country, add up how much money they spend. Then they go the next month and buy the same goods at the same locations and see how much it costs, and then see how much did prices go up from one month to the next. And typically for the last, you know, 40 years, the prices go up maybe 0.1%, maybe 0.2%. You have a bad month, maybe 0.3%. So the annual inflation rate stays relatively low.
Right.
What's happened beginning this year? In January, the consumer price index went up 0.3%. That's about a 3.5% annual inflation rate. Not enough to worry yet, but it's still pinching upward. February, it went up 0.4%. On an annualized basis, so if it did that every month for a year, that's about a 4.5% annual inflation rate. March, it went up 0.6%. That's about a 7% annual inflation rate. April, it went up 0.8%. That's over a 9% annual inflation rate. So for the first 4 months of 2021, inflation is running about 6%.
Got to leave it right there. We're going to break. We've got more from Dr. Bussler after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. You know, we're talking inflation. And, you know, simply put, for those citizens who go out and buy things on a daily basis, they have been sending up the warning signals, and they hear the political speak coming out of the White House as if this is not happening. And it's back to that old saying brought to you by the Marx Brothers, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Well, it's not so much my lying eyes. Maybe it's my lying pocketbook that says the cost of goods continues to increase. And as Michael broke it down very simply, so that is real. This is what's happening. And this government, for some reason, is delusional. You know, Michael, I've been saying here recently, what's going on here? It's almost as if this is a government run by committee, some kind of hidden backroom committee Joe Biden has a hard time even expressing the vision or the cause and what have you of where we are right now, whether it has to do with the border, whether it has to do with energy policy with the Russians, you know, what's going on with China and Wuhan and the China virus and that. This is incredible. I mean, and we're sitting here watching this, and all I can say is that, as Barack Obama said, you know, elections have consequences, and America is paying for those consequences, and many people are increasingly growing disappointed and restless over their vote. And I'm seeing bumper stickers now where people are saying, and I saw a T-shirt the other day, I didn't vote for him.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of areas where there's a lot of problems being created. We're talking about the inflation problem before the break, and mm-hmm. I noted that it's running at about a 6% annual rate so far this year. Mm-hmm. So what would the Biden administration say? They would say that the inflation is temporary and transitory. It'll go down within the next couple of months. Why? They believe that the inflation was brought about because of supply chain disruptions. Because of COVID, factories were shut down. We had that real bad weather in February, shut some factories down. So
and you had the cargo ship that was clogging up the...
Right. Yeah. So with demand increasing in the economy so much for a number of reasons and supply being restricted, that's driving prices up. However, they argue within another month or so, as the economy fully reopens, supply will catch up with demand and the inflation problem will go away. As a result, they're not prepared to do anything right now to treat inflation. Now, Why do I think that's not right? While the supply chain disruptions may have somewhat of an impact on prices, there are at least four other reasons why we have inflation, and those reasons will be with us at least for the rest of this year. So what are they? One, we have rising energy prices. You mentioned people buying products. If you bought gasoline recently, you're probably 70, 80 cents a gallon or more.
Exactly.
Than you paid last year. Because the Biden administration is restricting the supply of gas and oil, like they canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill on federal land anymore. They want to cancel the Dakota Pipeline. Because they're restricting the supply at a time when demand is growing, energy prices will continue to go up. That affects not just the gasoline we buy and the heating oil, but it also affects the products we buy because the trucks have to deliver them to the stores, and that takes gasoline. So rising energy prices, one reason. Second reason, the money supply has grown by about 25% in the last 2 years. The Federal Reserve continues to buy between $80 and $120 billion of government bonds every month, simply by electronically printing up more money, and that again increases the money supply.
Don't you love that process? Isn't that cool? Could you just imagine? You go, well, honey, we're down about 10 grand this month. Oh, don't worry, just go and digitally produce it. Don't worry, it's no worry.
Yeah, with the money supply growing that fast, and the economy is only a month or two away from being back to the level we were before the virus. Now we're close to full capacity. That excess in the money supply will be purely inflationary. Third reason, the federal government last year brought in $3.5 trillion in tax revenue, and they spent $6.5 trillion. That's a $3 trillion deficit last year. Now, you could argue we're trying to get out of a recession. Maybe there was a reason for it. Mm-hmm. But this year, we're going to have depending on what President Biden does for the rest of the year, at least a $3.5 trillion deficit. That's $6.5 trillion in excess demand on a $21 trillion economy. That, too, will be purely inflationary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what happened to the $6 trillion that they printed, you know, the Feds printed for quantitative easing under the Obama regime?
Well, they started to reverse that. Do you remember in 2017 and 2018, mm-hmm. they raised the interest rates 8 times, a quarter of a point, and they reversed quantitative easing. The logic was we want to take enough demand out of the economy to keep inflation down, but not take too much demand out so that it slows any growth. Mm-hmm. Some people argue they took out too much demand and growth would have been a lot larger, but at any rate, they were able to control inflation. Let me just give you the fourth reason. With the federal government borrowing this much money and pulling it out of capital markets, it creates a potential capital shortage for business. And if business can't get capital to expand, the only way to react to higher demand is by raising prices. So we have high energy prices, a rapid increase in the growth of the money supply, huge government budget deficits, and a potential capital shortage, in addition to any supply chain disruptions causing inflation. And those four reasons aren't going to go away anytime soon. I'm very fearful of how high the inflation rate will be by the end of the year. It could be in the double-digit range, in which case the Federal Reserve will come back quickly.
Well, Michael, and these things are so, I mean, you can say they're self-inflicted by the Democrats. This is, again, elections have consequences, and the voters need to realize that these are the people they put in office that are making these decisions. And on top of that, guess what? That's today, with the policies that we're dealing with that Joe Biden and the administration wants to enact, and they've got more brilliant ideas along this line to exacerbate the problem. There is nothing in the policies that they're presenting that are going to offer any relief to what you just talked about. If anything, it's going to exacerbate the problem, right?
That's exactly right. It's going to make it worse. Because, you know, President Biden right now is pushing two more huge spending bills. The infrastructure plan, which the Republicans recognize there is a problem. So maybe, you know, $500 billion, $600 billion could take care of that. Biden wants $2.2 trillion. He's lowered it to $1.7 trillion. We shouldn't have any more deficit spending at this time. It will be purely inflationary. And then he's got this American Jobs Act, which is really kind of a Green New Deal sort of thing. That's another near $2 trillion. That, too, would be purely inflationary. We have to stop spending money we don't have, and we need to stop doing that as soon as possible. I think
when you have AOC supposedly was an econ major. I mean, is she trying to talk to anybody about the reality of what this would bring on, or we're kind of being silly to think she has any connection with reality?
I'm not. I think she went to Boston College or Boston University for her degree.
Yeah, Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, they must be very embarrassed by the economics that AOC is putting forth. I know that if she took economics there, they're, you know, good schools and they teach economic principles. I don't know whether she skipped that class or slept through it or didn't take it, but her policies are just terrible for the economy. She's more concerned with curing what she perceives to be as social injustices, no matter what the cost is to the rest of the economy. Ours is supposed to be a system for the majority. You don't want to infringe upon anybody's basic rights. I understand that. But the system is for the majority, and everything she's putting forth will not help the majority of the people. In fact, it will make economic conditions worse for the vast majority of people.
Well, what she's doing is killing democracy, and that is bringing on mob rule. You know, from a democratic republic, I mean, we're going to full on a democratic, you know, a run concept that actually destroys the republic, you know, the whole deal with mob rule. And that's what we've got, isn't it?
Yeah, it's certainly right. Another real quick point. The U.S. went from the birth of a nation to the largest, most prosperous economy in the world in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases, thousands of years older. I think there were four principles that allowed that to happen.
We got to let that go. We got to leave it right there,
Mike. Only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret regret refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking five of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Sorry we had to cut off Dr. Bussler there. But the four things that he wanted to reinforce that was really at the basis of the America's greatness and the seedlings of this great American idea. One was freedom, and with freedom was, you know, the right to own our own property, self-responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited goal of government. And when you consider what's going on with government right now, it is the antithesis of this very thing that was at the root of our greatness. Jeff Kemp joins us now, the former NFL quarterback. And speaking of roots of greatness and the foundation of our faith, Jeff Kemp, it's God's love, is it not?
God is described as love, Bill. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really, really is. I think we can all look around, and whether it's political division, racial unrest, class warfare of sorts, literal wars around the mm-hmm. world, arguments in marriage and divorces, anything traces back to a lack of love. Mm-hmm. And God didn't mean it like this. He meant for us to live in loving, dependent relationship upon him. But he gave us a free choice, and you can't twist someone's hand behind their back and say, love me.
Right.
God doesn't do that.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is understanding, you know, what true love really is and the kind of love that God was talking about. It's his love. It's agape love. It's the love that is for the higher good of the other person. It is not, as you say, it's not, hey, I love you, let me count the strings, and what are you doing for me, and let's have this quid pro quo relationship here. That's not the way it works, right?
It's bigger than I love you because you love me back, or I love
right.
you for the benefits I get from you, which is kind of the point you were saying. And the Bible says in Romans that human beings started to love the creation the things on this earth and the things they could create more than the creator that created us, which is crazy that we'd say to the one who made us, I don't think I really need you, but I'll take the stuff you gave me.
But in many cases, they don't even acknowledge it was the stuff they gave them. They try to say that they're the ones that created it. And so now we're back into the original sin in the garden of, you know, being greater than God, right?
Yeah. And I mean, it's explained in the Bible that when you kind of turn away from him, he then will let your mind be turned over to unwise, false, and foolish thinking. Like you were saying, Bill, it kind of writes God out of the equation and says either he's not good or he's not powerful and pure and true and we're not accountable to him. We can write our own rules. Let's go back to love. Love is to desire and do what is best for another at a price to yourself. To desire and do what is best for another at a price to yourself. And think of Jesus. While we were yet sinners, still rebelling, still on our own, Christ died for us as God's demonstration and proof of his love for us. So that's what a marriage is based upon. In sickness and in health, in good behavior and bad, and in, you know, riches and poverty, thick and thin, I'm committing to love, which is that covenant commitment to do and to want and to sacrifice for the other person.
Exactly.
Look out for their interests, not just your own. Philippians talks about that, chapter 2. So that's what love is. Well, that's God. He says he is love. Jesus demonstrated himself on earth, and he says, I give you a new command. It's to love one another as I have loved you. And you know what? That's not so he can set some big rule that we would fail and then he can punish us for. It's so that our marriages work, so that our teenagers know that mom and dad, who may discipline them, really, really enjoy them, care about them, think they're cool, value them, love them, and our hearts are connected. This racial issue, we can stop seeing the pigment of skin or the neighborhood someone came from, though we should definitely be aware of disadvantages that some have. And I'm going to admit, you know, man, I was born on third base. I've had many advantages.
Yeah.
I'm not proud and arrogant about that. But I want to see people as people.
Yeah.
And I think people want to be seen as people. And I think love sees people's hearts and their souls and gets to know them. And that's where America's greatness can return. But it's really not an American idea. It's a God idea.
Love. Without a doubt. And you know, and Jeff, you talk about, you know, this idea of where we are right now that is being perpetrated, you know, through a narrative. But when you look at the reality, I mean, I've had conversations with DeRoy Murdoch, who's a commentator for Fox News and with National Review, wrote a couple of great pieces, you know, going back and talking about all the great things that black Americans have done in the history of this nation and where we are today. I mean, interracial marriages, pretty well accepted. We elected a black president
in every area of life.
Exactly. And then here all of a sudden we're bringing up this deal and this racism. And like Tim Scott says, we're using racism to combat race. That's idiocy. I mean, I just want to tell people, stop. Stop for just a minute and think about where we are right now. It's like you're buying into a narrative and promoting a narrative that most of us aren't seeing. A very small percentage of people are seeing it because they want to be perceived as victims because somewhat it's economically advantageous for them right now to do this. And there are... Go ahead.
I would, in making those statements, which I generally agree with, I would say it's leadership that is seeking economic advantage and power advantage and control from the messages of victimhood or government must repair the sins of the past and create a new system, a socialistic system. I think that's leadership. I don't know that.
Yeah, but do you think it's government's job to do that or is it each of our jobs?
No,
it's in the heart of man, right?
I think right now what I need to say as a human being and as a human being in a racially charged era is I do want to learn more about the experience of other humans. I want to learn more about the experience of other black Americans, other minorities in America. And I think I need to hold myself to those conversations because there's many underlying aspects of being a minority that majorities and even a wealthy person versus a non-wealthy person do not understand. And as Christians and as good citizens, we could improve there, okay? Those dinner table conversations, et cetera.
Right.
The other thing is, let us look at the results of the victimhood government must fix the racism that exists everywhere. What that sets up is a never-ending request that someone else fix your life.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a disempowering message. Mm-hmm. Now, my friend Bob Woodson, who was there in the era of Dr. King and through the civil rights era and has been working in inner cities, creating neighborhood enterprise positive solutions all through his life, okay? He's seen both sides. He knows how to critique the Democrats. He knows how to critique the Republicans. But he loves free enterprise. He loves America. He loves God. Bob says, why is it that the African-American community was at its absolute strongest and best of character, marriage, family fidelity, industry, when America was at its worst? Now, while America is not perfect by any means, but is really at a much better condition, we see leadership that's promoting behavior that is not healthy. And so he would say, we're not seeing the best marriage and family and behavior that the black community modeled. We had entrepreneurship in the 30s by the black community, you know, Black Wall Street.
About 15 seconds left, Jeff. Go ahead.
Home ownership. Marriage rates were as high as any other group in society. So love is the answer, and that comes from a relationship with God.
Yeah. Amen. He is the source. Jeff Kemp, former NFL QB ministry leader right here. Thank you, Jeff.
Is that a Q2 or a Q3 expense?
Dwayne CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a fungible good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Nobody owns me. Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week, we're learning all about how the government is our federal family, and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know what gives us that hope and that bright sunrise is Jeff Kemp was saying, it's the love of God. I mean, that's our source. And when we disconnect from the love of God, we disconnect from the truth of God, and we walk around in a world of chaos, which is so bizarre. And as Jeff and I were talking about, and we're trying to process this conversation in such a way that is a blessing and is an encouragement, because the mainstream media, as I was saying to Jeff, we were just talking off the air, is that, you know, we're one voice. And you've got the narrative coming from the networks, which still command about 50%, a little less than 50% of the viewing audience. And they have an incredible amount of influence. Big tech, what they're doing and their algorithms and, you know, pushing narratives and trying to control the conversation right now. It's just rather frustrating, you know, for me when I see what they're doing to our country and how they're, you know, revving everybody up and have everybody at each other's throats. And, you know, we've got this, you know, victim, you know, class that everybody has to feel sorry for. And there's just not enough reparations or money. And you look back and you say, whoa, wait a minute. You know, what do you do? How do you, you know, and I think about these young kids, for example, and I want to bring Samantha Mao on from Sam's Corner. She's with us right now. We're going to talk about these viral videos. And Sam, you know, the thing that torments me a bit here, and maybe too much, and I apologize if it does, but I think, you know, right now we have more mixed marriages than we've ever had. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And in light of this, now you've got these young kids that are going to, you know, classes to schools, and they're being trained with this, you know, critical race theory that white is bad, black is good. Well, their dad is white, their mom is black. So now they go home and their dad is bad, their mom's good. I mean, do they realize what kind of damage they're putting on these poor kids in living in families? I mean, that have overcome an incredible amount of resistance culturally over the decades, and now we're at a point where mixed marriages are accepted and people can live in, you know, we're living in peace, and I think we're doing so much better. You know, nobody is saying we're perfect, but look at, I don't know many countries that as part of their culture strive to live in a more perfect union. The fact that we even express that as an aspiration and as a goal, I think is commendable, and that's what we should be celebrating. But instead, because, you know, it's you know, we can talk about racism, we can talk about this deal, and it's like, to me, it's a bigger itch than what needs to be, and what it's all about doing, as Bill Fetter has reported many times, it's about tearing down the foundation of this country and to replace it with something else. So what's what Barack Obama talked about, the fundamental transformation of this country to wrong, you know, to right all the social injustices that are taking place. It's not,
it's not government's responsibility to right all these social injustices. It is self-responsibility. This is done on an individual level. And what we're doing, we've come such a long way in, you know, not that we've arrived, but we're down the road so much further that I'm afraid that what they're doing with all this narrative and this manipulation is they're taking us back, as opposed to helping us move forward so that we would get closer to being that more perfect union. Is that fair?
I mean, I think that's something that definitely concerns me. You know, I grew up in a place, well, you were in the military. Yeah. It's like, it's a very diverse culture in the military. People are all, you know, mixed couples. And, you know, that was more the norm, I would say. It was more likely that you were in a family that was mixed than not.
Right.
And, you know, my husband and I are in an interracial marriage.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah.
Right. And we've talked about, you know, what's it going to be like when we have children? We certainly don't want them to feel like one part of them is not good or one part of them is better than the other. You know, we want to be proud. We want them to be proud of who they are and feel good about it. And, you know, you were talking
and,
about
and celebrate and celebrate the heritage of their father and their mother. And in that diversity of the heritage, not to mention great food in between. So, you know, come on. You know,
And, you know, I just think it's a beautiful thing for people to come together.
Yes.
And instead of focusing on our differences, you know, my husband and I fell in love, and it wasn't because of our differences, but I think it certainly makes our relationship more interesting. And I think it's wonderful that we live in a time and place that we have the opportunity to. And it almost seems like people are regressing backwards when they're hyper focusing on these things. I'm like, you know, I love my husband. He just happens to be Asian. Like, it has nothing to do with it.
Well, the thing is so cool. See, he whispers sweet nothings to you in a whole nother language. And you can just imagine how great it is.
That's really true. And, you know, I love, like, learning about, you know, where he's from. I mean, he's not just a different race. He was born in a different country than me and lived there, you know, for the first 12 years of his life. So we definitely came from a different background. And, you know, I just think people over-focusing on this stuff is just bad.
It's to bring us down. It's not to build us up. That's what I'm trying to point out here. This is not elevating. This is tearing us down and causing, you know, an itch that nobody's interested in. Except a small minority of people, and they're happy to burn down buildings and destroy jobs and destroy this great American dream. But look at all it takes is the go-alongs to get along, and we're going to lose this idea. But then again, because of you and these viral videos and great people out there, we're encouraged to see, you know, acts of kindness that are unbelievable. I mean, they're unbelievable in the sense that maybe they may be more common than we realize because they're just not reported on. And this is why we reserve this time every week, Sam, to have you on to remind people that, hey, you know what? There's some good people out there. Like, for example, this woman, she tosses $1 million lottery ticket. And I could see myself doing this, you know, in my helter-skeltered life. You get something, you kind of toss it. And gosh, I mean, when you know a man with a conscience and some moral value, he finds it and gives it back to her. Now, tell us the story.
That's right. So Avi Fan, his parents actually own this gas station. It's called the Lucky Spot, which, I mean, it really is. It's in Springfield, Massachusetts. And so what happened was this customer had come in about 10 days before. It was a regular customer. And she scratched it, and I guess she didn't quite unscratch everything like she should have. So whenever she tossed it, you know, she tossed $1 million lottery ticket. Well, lucky for her, she's a regular customer there. Mm-hmm. These happen to be the most honest people in the world. Abhi was saying that he had even called his grandparents back in India. So he's going through the trash bin that's just full of the tickets, and he sees this one, and he's like notices it's not scratched off, scratches it, realizes this is $1 million lottery ticket, and I knew who threw this away.
Oh,
so he said they had two sleepless nights sitting there thinking about this, and he calls his grandparents back in India, and they are like, we don't want this money. This is not our money. You give it to her.
Wow.
And so he waited for the customer. He knew where to find her. She comes in all the time. So when she walked in, he's like, hey, I've got something for you, and hands her the $1 million lottery ticket back. And she said she just sat on the floor and started crying. And I'm just,
oh my gosh. Wow.
What percentage of people, and, you know, we all like to say we are those kind of people. And I truly believe I would do that if, you know, if I had the opportunity. But, you know, when push comes to shove, it's a different thing to actually do what you think.
Exactly.
You do.
Well, I only hope she gave him a nice big tip.
That's what I heard a lot of people saying. They're like, now this guy deserves a cut of that money, you know, just as a reward. Like this,
exactly.
He could have very easily kept this. She would have never known the difference. Nobody would have ever known the difference that he would have known.
Right.
And he
exactly.
knew who it belonged to. And
well, she needs to give him that money before, you know, the tax man get a hold of it, because the tax man's going to get a hold of that and reduce that $1 million really quick. So, you know, share the love. And speaking of sharing the love, you've got, and we were talking about this with Jeff Kemp, you know, the power of love, of God's love. And here it is. You've got a teacher who disarms a school shooter. Where do you go to school as a teacher, as an educator, and learn how to disarm a shooter?
I feel like that's not something that you can learn. I feel like that's something that's taught, and it's like, it's a, you know, whenever I heard this teacher's brother-in-law talking about it, he's like, I think her mama bear instincts came out, because the way she disarmed, I mean, we've seen different kinds of people disarm a shooter, but the way she did it, this is Kristen Eating. She's a math teacher at Rigby Middle School, which is just about 15 miles northeast of Idaho Falls. And when there was a school shooting earlier this month, you know, she walked outside, and it's a little girl that was doing the shooting, which I'm sure was perplexing to her. Nobody ended up dying, but she did shoot 3 people, I believe, wounded in the limbs. And when Krista saw that, she got all her other students out of the way, told them where to go, and did not look back. And she sees a student, and she's like, are you the shooter? And she kind of takes her by the arm and slides her arm down. And she said the student didn't give her the gun, but she didn't fight it either.
Right.
And she just takes the gun from her, and she just starts giving her a hug, because she knows somewhere out there, you know, this girl's mom is existing and has no idea what's happening right now.
Exactly.
And I think what if, you know, if she had reacted differently, what would have happened? If she had been aggressive or yelled at that student, how many more people could have gotten killed? What would have happened? And maybe even in that moment, she might have changed, you know. I mean, this girl has done something that's going to, you know, change her life forever. And thankfully for her and the people that she shot, they survived.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm wondering if this teacher is going to turn her life around. And she's still young enough that at least her heart will be changed. And for her, I just think this teacher.
Yeah. How do you come out the same after something like that? And you know, and you only hope and pray that this young girl turns her life around, and for this teacher, and the example that this teacher, you know, gave to the rest of the students as well, and of course people that are hearing her story, and you know, what an absolute blessing. There's so many other great stories that we didn't have a chance to get to. Go to Sam's Corner at BillMartinezShow.com. You'll read about a Texas elementary school that surprised a cafeteria worker after she became a U.S. citizen, and a cab driver who helps an elderly couple in need of help. Great stories that'll lift your heart. All because of what Sam does for us. Thank you, Sam.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and 8 other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
The country of Belarus is going to pay a price of sanctions for diverting a commercial airline with military jets to capture an opposing journalist. Dan Rocky with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
And the European Union will impose sanctions on Belarus after a passenger jet was forced to divert to the Belarusian capital on Sunday to allow the arrest of an opposition journalist. EU leaders have banned its airlines from flying over Belarus and called for the immediate release of Roman Protasevich, the 27-year-old journalist and activist who is one of the leading critics of longtime Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. Protasevich was pulled off a Ryanair flight from Athens that was heading to Lithuania. He is known as a vocal critic of Lukashenko and is the founder of a Telegram channel, which was seen as vital in last year's protests against the regime.
A pilot was killed when a military plane crashed near Las Vegas, Nevada, after taking off from Nellis Air Force Base Monday afternoon. The unidentified pilot was with Draken US, a Florida company. No injuries were reported on the ground. The plane was the Dassault Aviation Mirage F1. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's get a pandemic update. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern on Monday.
We have gone from 6% of U.S. adults with one shot on the day the president took office to more than 60% in just 4 months. We're averaging about 24,000 cases per day, down from nearly 184,000 cases per day when we took office. And daily death rates have dropped nearly 85% since January 20th. Is there more work to be done? Absolutely. We're still at war with the virus. A couple things that we've been able to implement. Thanks to the American Rescue Plan, we've been able to accelerate and improve our COVID-19 response. School districts across the country have been able to leverage the resources needed to safely reopen. Small and medium-sized businesses are able to pay their employees for the time needed to take off work to get the shot and recover from it. And billions of dollars have gone to states and local organizations doing the boots-on-the-ground outreach around vaccine confidence, which is, of course, a big focus for us at this point. HHS is leading regular engagement with the COVID Community Core leaders to discuss best practices. And just a few minutes ago, we announced the president hosted a YouTube town hall with a range of influencers with millions of followers, primarily young people, who need to understand the benefits of getting vaccinated. So just another example of the ways we're trying to use all of our resources.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Carol Swain joins us, from high school dropout and teenage mother to highly accomplished university professor and public intellectual. Dr. Swain is passionate about empowering others to confidently raise their voices in the public square. Dr. Swain, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a pleasure.
Well, the honor is ours, and at a time that your story needs to be heard again nonstop, because it is counter to this narrative that's being pushed out there that, you know, black Americans, people of color, minorities are victims, that America, though, you know, we always say this disclaimer, you know, not perfect, but I don't know of another country that in its DNA says that they are aiming to be a more perfect union. I don't know another country that can even say those words or even give you evidence that we're moving in that direction. Do you?
No, I don't. And I agree that even though Americans have made mistakes because we are imperfect human beings, we have always worked to make amends for things that we got wrong. Mm-hmm. And the American story is a story of overcoming. It's also a story of blacks, whites, people of different religions and ethnicities locking arms and working together for a better nation and a better world.
It would seem that for political advantage, and only for political advantage, which disgusts me, Carol, and I know at your heart it is a debasement for you as well, because you're so passionate about empowering others. I look at others, you know, I try to look at others, I should say, because, again, admittedly, I'm human. But my goal is to look at others in a way, as one theologian said, I've never met a mere mortal. And he said that because he realized that we're made in the image of God. And what each of us carries in our DNA and our very being is something rather sacred and holy. And when I look at others through that lens, you know, I want to support them. I want them to rise to that God-given, you know, objective that God has placed in their very soul.
I think that a lot of us feel that way, and it's hard to escape the influence of our Judeo-Christian roots, even though we have become a very secular and in some ways a post-Christian nation. There are enough of us who appreciate our nation's founding and the work that people have done, you know, throughout the centuries to make this nation one that people from all over the world are willing to risk their lives to get here. Plus, it is still the top destination for immigrants across the world. They all want to get to America. And if America was an evil, racist country, as described by the political left, it wouldn't make any sense for people to try so hard to get here.
You know, it's interesting. We have a president in office now that said years ago that it was the Republicans, conservatives, that wanted to put black America back in chains, as you'll recall, he said. And it would seem that his policies and his ambition, maybe unbeknownst to himself, is doing that very thing. He's encumbering Americas, but it's not just black Americas, it's all Americans, in getting them to exchange, you know, do what the Book of Romans talks about in terms of exchanging good for evil. And he wouldn't necessarily look at it that way, but when you look at it in, you know, through the eyes of God, that's what we're doing. We're abandoning God Almighty for the God of the political realm. And this is the offering of the Democratic Party. And look what it's costing us so far in a little over 100 days.
Well, I can tell you that if you look at President Biden's entire history in public life, he has always struggled with showing respect for black Americans. Some of the statements he has made throughout the ages, mm-hmm. I'm going to say throughout the ages, he's pretty old, but throughout the years, have really been statements that you would associate with white supremacy. And what I find today is that the Joe Biden we see now because it is politically advantageous, he believes, to do this, he has sort of, you know, turned the race agenda over to groups like Black Lives Matter and activists that are agenda-driven, and the progressives in the Democratic Party, the white progressives who are using the Voting Rights Act and civil rights laws, are flipping them upside down to push their own agenda. Mm-hmm. Because if you actually look at H.R. 1 and S.R. 1, which they call the For the People Act, some call it the John Lewis Bill, that would radically change the way we vote, take it out of the hands of the states, give it to the federal government. That is critical race theory being applied to the voting realm, because the provisions of the Voting Rights Act were never meant to be used in the way that Democrats are trying to use it now. They're trying to weaponize it against the American people by claiming that racial and ethnic minorities are being discriminated against.
Well, it's in actuality, Carol, it's a move to destroy this democratic republic. Because what it's moving toward is moving toward, as political science would say, toward mob rule. And mob rule is democracy. And people need to understand there is a difference between a democratic republic and democracy. And this is what we're heading to. We're heading to, you know, down that road. And, of course, the next step is, you know, from there is socialism, which, according to the latest polls, about 60% of the millennials are revved up. And they think socialism is the way to go because the institutions that they were raised under have failed them. And I don't blame them, you know, for coming to that that conclusion. You know, I think it's an issue of leadership. It's what's happened in the home. It's what's happened in these coveted relationships, whether it has to do with government, our churches, our family units, marriages. You know, we've really been a poor example to this generation, haven't we?
We have totally failed them because they have been indoctrinated. They have not been educated. And if we allow CRT and its racist agenda to permeate all of our schools and our institutions, it is going to get worse. And many people on the left that think they support CRT don't understand what it is, because they heard critical race theory, critical, and they think that it involves a dialogue and that it's teaching people how to think critically. And nothing could be further from the truth. And I believe that what we can do as conservatives and people who love America is help educate the rest of the population about what critical race theory and critical gender theory, what these sociological theories really are, because they take away from academic learning, and it leaves the children, whether they're white, black, Hispanic, it leaves everyone worse off.
Mm. Well, you have some of these teachers telling these young kids, 6-7-year-olds, that, you know, being white is a problem. You need to apologize to your classmate. Well, you know, we were talking about this earlier, Dr. Swain. What do you do with these kids of mixed marriages? I mean, you know, their dad is white, their mom's black. So now they're being taught in school that their dad is evil, their mom is good, and they got to come home and address. I mean, how confusing is this going to be for these young people? And we have so many mixed marriages now that, you know, again, pointing to how far along we've come in this country in terms of appreciating, you know, people, not, as Dr. King said, not because of the color of the skin, but the content of their character. We've got more from Dr. Carol Swain on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Nigeria is included in the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern regarding religious persecution. Christians in Nigeria face abductions, bombings, attacks, and executions because of their faith. But listeners of the Tide Gospel program know that God is in control during these perilous times. Some are even seeing God work miracles. One listener shared how he had been blind for years, but while listening to the Tide program in his own language, he prayed for healing and regained his sight. It is so encouraging to see people in Nigeria pursuing a relationship with God and finding hope and provision through Him. It's also inspiring to note that their primary focus is on what God does for them as opposed to what people bring against them. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping people across the world to experience the love of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
And we need all hands on deck, ladies and gentlemen. This is about we the people, okay? It is right there in our Constitution. And we need to understand those three powerful words and what they represent. I mean, it really, it commands the citizens to be activated to defend our Constitution. Whether you're in the military or you just stand alone, I mean, do you believe in the U.S. Constitution and to support every measure of it? That's what is required these days, especially when you have this, this kind of thought that's freewheeling through our country right now, these narratives. And they're really so many, in a sense, they're false narratives. They're either the truth or they're not the truth. And the dangerous part about some of these narratives is there's a little bit of truth, like anything that can sway people. There's a little bit of truth in what they're saying, but it's not the whole truth and nothing but. Dr. Carol Swain is with us, and, you know, Dr. Swain, it seems that ever since there's been this move, you know, critical race theory, let's defund the police, let's do all this, crime is rising exponentially, and it's affecting every household. In fact, we were touched this past week. My step-granddaughter, her brother was the six-year-old that was shot on a Southern California freeway in a road rage incident, and this has just been heartbreaking, you know, for our family as we're, you know, going through this process. And, you know, and for my step granddaughter, she lives with my daughter and son-in-law in Hawaii, and happened to be visiting in California, and
And by the grace of God, she stayed with her grandmother the night before. She was supposed to be with her mother. If she was with her mother, she'd have been in that car when her brother was shot, and God only knows if it would have been her instead of her six-year-old. And this has been a tough few days, you know, for everybody. But crime, it's unbelievable. I look at the numbers, and ever since you had this movement to defund police and get police out of here, I mean, it's amazing to me how slow the administration, not only federally, but even at the local level, how slow they are to respond and not see the causal effects of removing police off the streets and doing, you know, to the men in blue, the men and women in blue, what they've been doing to them in being so critical of what they've done in keeping our, you know, our communities safe. And the numbers are loud and clear.
I'm sorry about your personal tragedy, and yes, the numbers are loud and clear. I'd like to return to your statement about we the people. Mm-hmm. And as you know, for years I have been calling out to the we the people to stand up and be the people.
Yes.
Who take back our nation. That's my brand. I have a book by that title. And what is happening is that the we the people are standing up, that all across the country, parents are organizing and fighting back against CRT in the classroom. About 14 state legislatures have crafted bills trying to address the indoctrination that's taking place. Mm-hmm. And so we are seeing a movement of the we the people, the way the Constitution meant it to be, taking back authority. And I want to encourage listeners to be a part of the movement, be a part mm-hmm. of the solution. You do have power.
Exactly. Well, and we saw it happen in Texas. I mean, in a very short order, the people there took over the school board. The school board voted in CRT and some of these crazy, you know, theories that are coming onto these grade school campuses and that. And the parents just were so outraged. They got rid of all the school. They turned it over in one voting cycle, and they took their school back and are controlling and making sure that they have the parental-approved curriculum that they feel would be best for their kids. And this is starting to happen more and more. Dr. Carol Swain, you know, we talked about her brand, Be the People. She has a podcast that she hosts and a radio show under that title as well. And Carol, how can they listen in on Be the People?
Well, I have a TV show, too, called Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain that's on YouTube, mm-hmm. Rumble, and the Binge TV Network. And so if you have a smart TV and any of 300 apps, you can call up Binge TV Network mm-hmm. and find my show, Conversations with Dr. Carol Swain. My website is BeThePeopleNews.com, and my book, Be the People, A Call to Reclaim America's Faith and Promise, is available for purchase. It has a new introduction written since the 2020 election, and it's all about empowering the we the people to stand up and be the people who reclaim our nation and our world.
Exactly, because this is what this, you know, our Constitution was based on. A moral people is what one of our founders said. I think it was John Adams said that the Constitution was designed for a moral people. And this is what's happened. I mean, the degradation of our morality in our country, and we're paying the price. And what's at risk here is the very foundation of America and our children. And we're seeing this, you know, with the increased number of suicides amongst young people, their loss of faith and confidence in the institutions that, you know, heretofore we took for granted, Carol.
I agree, and if we don't push back and stop the Democrats, and the way we stop them is by educating our fellow Democrats about what's in the so-called Equality Act. Mm-hmm. It's not about making people equal. It's doing the opposite, and then there are other people, quote, Voting Rights Act, will strip you of your voting rights, and so everything they say, the legislation they're pushing does the opposite, and if it passes, if H.R. 1, S.R. 1, if it passes, It will mean that we will have a one-party nation governed by the progressive Democrats, and they are totally out of step with the American people, including their own supporters.
Well, here they are. I mean, during the primaries, they sold their policies. They tried to sell their policies to their own constituents, the Democratic Party, right? And 70% of Democrats that were not interested. And so what they do is, you know, backed by big tech and all the apparatchik of social media, the mainstream media and that, lead people to believe that Joe Biden is some sort of moderate. And they sold people a bill of goods. And the fact of the matter is now he's in the White House and AOC, the squad, and the progressive arm of the Democratic Party is running this, running the Oval Office. And they are all in for these policies that they could only get 30% of their own party to approve. And here we are paying the price. Yes, go ahead.
It's just so important for people to realize, you know, what took place in this past election. I'm very pleased that we're having the audits in Georgia, Arizona, and other parts of the country, because there were shenanigans that took place in this past election. I don't believe that Joe Biden was elected by the people. Mm-hmm. I think that there was election fraud involved. And this agenda that's being shoved down our throat is not an agenda that was endorsed by the American people. We, the people, need to stand up, fight back against it, educate your fellow Democrat neighbors in a very nice way. Many of them are not aware of what's in the legislation that's being rammed down their throat. I mean, we need to educate, we need to mobilize, and we need to pray. As Christians,
amen,
pray for hidden things to be revealed. Pray for our leaders to have backbones, the ones that purport to be Christians or conservatives or lovers of our nation. Pray for them to have backbones. Mm-hmm. And also, when it comes to the Senate, we need the filibuster. And so it would be nice to write a note to Joe Manchin from West Virginia and that lady, the Sinema.
Arizona Sinema, yes. Kristen Sinema in Arizona.
Yes, write a letter and thank them or encourage them to stand strong for the filibuster, because if the filibuster is eliminated, the Democrats will force even more poison down the throats of the American people.
Oh, they'll pack the court. We'll have D.C., a state, Puerto Rico. It's a mess that would be ahead of us that would be insurmountable. I would agree with you, Dr. Carol Swain. Appreciate it. How can people be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds left. Real quick, website.
Go to my website, thepeoplenews.com.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department has warned us citizens not to travel to Japan, blaming the growing risk of COVID-19 just 2 months before the Tokyo Olympics are due to open. Japan has suffered a fourth wave of infections and has led to states of emergency in Tokyo, Osaka, and 8 other regions across the nation. A hand recount of ballots cast in Arizona's Maricopa County resumed Monday after a week-long hiatus. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some believe it will turn up evidence of fraud. Arizona election administrators say the 2020 election was conducted well and say this is a far-fetched conspiracy theory. More than 500 Democratic staffers and former members of President Biden's campaign team have signed an open letter calling for the president to unequivocally condemn Israel amid the recent conflict with Hamas. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Good to have you with us as we continue to be fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Well, I'll tell you, I keep shaking my head. I think I must be in the middle of a bad nightmare here. You know, over 100 days of this new administration, and you wonder, you know, who is running this country? Is it being done by committee? I got to bring Al Perotta on, managing editor at stream.org. Al, have you figured it out? Is this a government by committee? Is that why this is such a mess?
Well, I've always thought that the U.S. government was run by some GS7 in some office over, you know, down at, you know, you know, really is actually run by somebody who's been there since the end of World War II or something.
Exactly, yeah.
But in all seriousness, I don't know when Kamala Harris is the one greeting the leader of South Korea.
Yes.
You got to wonder. I mean, it's not like Joe was doing something else.
Do you think she lost her map on how to get to the southern border? She hasn't been there. You know, she's the point person on it, but hasn't even been to the border once. I mean, what does that tell you?
Afraid of travel? I don't know. Yeah, she hasn't been there, and the symbolism of that, she doesn't want to draw attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
She goes
yes.
to the border. She draws attention to the problems that they have caused down there.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it's you know. She's not going because she, you know, doesn't have frequent flyer miles or something. I mean, she's got the plane. I mean, it's,
yes,
so,
right.
You know, there's some, you know, and I'm sure they'll let her use it. But it's, you know, though Jill Biden, I make sure to check the engines and wheels. As given, mm-hmm. we heard about Jill Biden's reaction to her after that debate last year. But that's beside the point. Yeah, she's but again, that's the mystery when you have. Kamala Harris being the one to meet. It's one thing to meet, you know, be the one to show up at the door and say, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yes.
So we're talking the one that she's having bilateral meetings with heads of state when Joe Biden's not doing anything else.
Right.
It's one thing if, you know, he was, you know, he had a reason, he was somewhere else. He's at some meeting in Brussels or he's this, that, or the other thing. But no, he's there. I mean,
could you imagine when he was vice president, if Barack Obama had elevated him to this type of position? I mean, he did have him, you know, lead the way as far as Ukraine was concerned and got a bunch of money there and China and got a bunch of money there. So, you know, and it's amazing how Barack Obama gets away with this, that, you know, he was the president and this is somebody, his number two man. And he's involved in all this quid pro quo junk that's going on, him and his family. And, you know, and President Obama is off scot-free, has no culpability whatsoever.
Yeah, that's Obama's one skill is to avoid the consequences and responsibility for the things that happened under his watch.
Yeah, of course, because there was no scandal. He was scandal-free, he said, right?
Oh, pure as the driven snow this guy was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's again the corruption. I mean, that alone with the Biden mm. family during the Obama years. I mean, the
yeah.
absolute corruption. And
well, they don't. They're really not sincere about this stuff. I mean, here recently, Judicial Watch tried to get. You know, they had
some breakthrough in having an opportunity to, to question Hillary Clinton over Benghazi, right? Well, then it goes to the district court, D.C. district court, and they go, well, we don't think so. And so they nix that idea, and the Supreme Court, in all their bravery, we don't want to deal with that either. It's like, and then they have the audacity, Hillary Clinton and all of them included, we want to make sure this never happens again. Well, if you want to make sure it never happens again, then you got to get down to the bottom of it. You've got to ask these difficult questions. But, of course, all the lying that was perpetrated and thrown upon the people by Susan Rice, who is back in government once again, Hillary Clinton et al., and a lot of the players during the Obama regime, they're back there inculcated and, running things for Biden. They live another day. I guess that's what happens. When you're in government, you're like a cat. You got nine lives.
Yeah, especially if you're connected to the Democratic machine.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah. If you're connected to the Republicans, you're a bad cat. You barely got one life.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the things about the Biden administration that really irks me is that he brought back all the players, all the loser players mm-hmm. from the last administration who were involved in nefarious deeds. And elevates them. Somebody like Jake Sullivan, who was one of Hillary's people, he ends up national security advisor or something. And he's the guy who came with this idea, saying, "Hey, you know what? Hillary's in trouble for all these emails. We got to come up with a way to distract from that. So why don't we make up the idea that Trump is in bed with Putin?"
Right.
That was him, and he's now powerful. Like you said, Susan Rice, blatant liar. She keeps getting promoted for lying. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, wow,
yeah.
That's one of my issues with the Biden administration total is personnel picks. These are not the ace people. Somewhere in there, in the Democratic Party and even the progressive world, there are some aces. There are some people.
Yeah, but Nancy Pelosi, she's all part of this delusion. Remember when she introduced, the managers, the impeachment managers that were on the Democratic side against Donald Trump? She talked so glowingly about them that they were just such brilliant people that there were three or four other jobs they could be working at. But we're so fortunate to have them. And I'm looking at this cast of characters. Are you kidding me? This is really the best we can do? I mean, they may have one time had some quotient of intelligence, but they've become so much ideologued that they're really, they've buried their intelligence and their IQ quotient in the process.
Okay. Yeah. Let's be honest. If we were guilty of murdering a bunch of people and the bodies were found in our house and we were completely 100% guilty, Adam Schiff would be the kind of sleazy guy you'd want as your lawyer. If you're guilty, let's get Adam Schiff. That I mean, he's so slimy. He's the guy you call when you're guilty.
Well, and then you have Jerry Nadler going, "What bodies? There's no bodies.
I don't see any bodies.
No stinking bodies here."
It's a myth. And then there's, Swalwell with his,
oh, Lord have mercy.
My girlfriends and stuff.
Hey, look, I didn't know any of those women.
I don't know.
Hey, just because they're, they're some foreign descent. I mean, that's just inconsequential. I had nothing to do with them, The fact that they stayed at the house and, I served them dinner or something. I don't know. It's just,
oh, my gosh. Oh,
what a mess. But hey, look at we got to have fun again, Al. I mean, you've got to just we got to go and do a one night show. It's back on stage and comedy lives another day. Boy, have we ever needed comedy? We need another Will Rogers. I think you could be the Will Rogers heir apparent.
Yeah, but I don't know how to use a rope. So lassoing, it'll take a little while to do that. But that's actually a very important idea. Is the notion of comedy. That comes from like Will Rogers, from the point of view of we're all in this together, as opposed to the comedy of today, in terms of late night, which is all about cutting down and all about insulting.
To me, what's happening today, sadly, with today's comedy, it's very cheap. It's not very creative. It's like I think you and I talked about before. It's musicians who use reverb. They turn up the volume, they use reverb to hide the mistakes, as opposed to somebody who's pure, that can hit the notes and that. The days of a Red Skeleton or a Bob Hope, where there was really good comedy writing and delivery and, you know, giftedness. You know, now it's just, you know, because it's just an angry type of comedy that you come out of it and you're just, I don't know that anybody is uplifted, you know, by the comedy. Whereas, you know, in the days of, you know, like I said, Bob Hope or Red Skelton and those and Will Rogers, you came away from some of these comedic sessions and, hey, you know, you could laugh about it and, you know, feel a little bit better. But now it's just you just get angry.
Yeah. There's some out there like Michael Jr., Chandra Pierce, those kind of folks. But
We need more of those. And but, you know, it's like a lot of these comedians, as you know, Al, they just said, hey, look, we're not going to go to college campuses. You know, we're not going to get canceled and put up with that stuff. If you guys want to be frustrated and mean and angry, then, hey, look, enjoy yourselves in the cafeteria. We'll see you later. Ciao.
Yeah, that's a scary thing. You know,
really, he's a managing editor at stream.org. And he's got more. Right,
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, I dare you. I double dare you to listen to that song and not bob your head. I mean, that's head bobbing music. That's all I got to tell you. And, of course, it's Al Parada's theme song. We've got to play this every time he's on. The managing editor at stream.org, Al Parada, continues with us. Hey, Al, good weekend. Phil Mickle, 50. 50's nifty.
I know. Huh? And if beating father time at the PGA.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's cool.
But he looked good. He looked in great physical condition. I mean, this is like the reinvented Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and that gets to what we were talking about before. Like where Biden was absent when he was when the South Korean president came by. Maybe he was watching the tournament. I'm he's watching Phil. You know, that's
or nodding out
to me. Yeah, that sounds more
or nodding out. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
But, exactly.
That's good. That gives us old guys a little bit of inspiration to get out there and, you know, knock it around a little bit.
Well, we're living longer, and you know, like Yogi Berra said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I'd taken better care of myself. And I think this generation is doing that. I mean, we're exercising more. We're more conscious. You know, we imbibe and supplementation, you know, and all that good stuff. And, you know, here it is. I think after everything is all said and done, you're going to see a lot of people pounding their chest and say, COVID, what? You know, get out of here. I want nothing to do with you. And people did this anyway. I mean, they built up their immune system. You know, they took some of the information that the NIH and Dr. Fauci and others were trying to promote. And you wonder, OK, what's behind that? But let me use some common sense. Let me go ahead and fortify my immune system, do some good things for my body. And, you know, and I think it served us well. And, you know, I think we're close to that herd immunity if we're not already there. And of course, took the government. I mean, it's kind of amazing the way they came out with this deal. Al is like, you know, one day you have Walensky on saying, oh, you know, I mean, doom and gloom, and this isn't going to happen. We're going to be wearing masks till the day we die. In fact, even when you get buried, you're going to have to be buried with a mask. You know, it's just ridiculous. And then within, 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, everything's well.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so what happened? What was the breakthrough? What did we figure out? No, it's okay. It's just okay.
White House needed to change the narrative. Everything, you know, inflation, Middle East crisis, you know, border. Yeah. They needed to change the narrative. So suddenly, oh, wait a minute, you know.
They had to do something. They had to give Joe Biden some relief because he kept losing his darn mask, you know. So they just take the mask away from him, you know.
Very important. But I'm sure, you know, the fact that Texas, you know, dropped off the mandates and look at their results, maybe they can. Mm-hmm. But then you have to.
Well, they're a bunch of Neanderthals. Those Neanderthals got it right, doggone it. What happened?
I know. Isn't that funny? But I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you have Whitmer up there who's been, you know, draconian in all her lockdowns up there in Michigan. And now she's decided she doesn't have to pay attention to her own little mandates.
Of course not. So like, yes, exactly.
Oh, of course not. But,
well, they're walking hypocrites. I mean, that's the deal. And it's unfortunate. You know, I thank God every day that I'm in Florida. You know, the free part of the United States, you know, where people are reasonable here, you know, and a lot of good things are in its favor. And of course, you know, look at people are storming into the state now, and housing, you know, there's just not enough houses. And man, there's starting to be bidding wars anywhere, you know, in the state for, you know, for homes now.
I know. It's they were begging my father-in-law to buy something down there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, soon.
It's a good investment, at the very least, right?
Yes,
everybody wants
without
to
a doubt.
There. Because, you know, Texas, of course, is open, but it's not.
Yes.
So, you know.
Hot and bugs. They got big bugs. Bugs.
Hot,
I mean, you know,
bugs.
Florida's got its bugs, too, but, you know, not big like Texas.
Yeah.
Texas, though, those bugs are so big, they'll take your car with you in it.
Oh, they do, yes. In fact, you know. They actually, you know, don't have parking attendants. They hire bugs to do it. It's a lot cheaper. It's hot. It gets hot down here.
Yeah.
But again, it's free though, and you know, And that, and it's such a change if as you travel around between states that are sane and the ones that still have the mentality.
Right.
You know, the fear,
plus Florida knows how to conduct an election. I mean, they actually know how to count the ballots. They can actually have them all counted by midnight, as opposed to some of these other states, like maybe Georgia or whatever, which is in a whole other story.
They could have had them done by midnight, but if they had them done by midnight, Trump would have won.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the final conclusion, wasn't it?
Put down their Fred Flintstone feet and screeched to a halt and got those other fake ones in there and... Allegedly.
Well, yeah, and here they are. They want to have this commission for January 6th, and the people are going, well, that's a big leap. You jump over what happened in November to go to January 6th. You have this big commission. I was mentioning to somebody else that I think we could have a high school civics class do the investigation on what happened January the 6th, and they'd come up with a better conclusion than the millions of dollars and the wasted time that congressmen that we had to pay for them and all the band of attorneys that are going to come out licking their chops, say thank you very much for the windfall here, because we're doing the people's work like as if they're going to give us something honest at the end of the day, which we know, even though they're going to claim it's bipartisan. You know, it's a partisan hack job to try to convince us, you know, of the narrative and what they believed happened on January the 6th. But put it in the hands of a high school civics class and watch what they do with it. We'll probably have a better, better observation.
I'm with you. I mean, they keep talking about comparing it to the 9/11 commission. I compare it to the Warren Commission. The Warren Commission was designed specifically, and this is within days of the assassination, to convince Americans that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. It was not.
Exactly.
It did not. Let's find out what happened and let the chips fall where they may. It was aimed to have a conclusion to convince the American people that Lee Harvey acted alone. And this is within days of the assassination. You shouldn't have known anything. But so that's one. This is one of the things. And this time, the idea is their conclusion is that Trump people are bad and a danger.
Yes.
And that's and that is the danger of this commission, because that is what its goal is, because you don't need a commission to find out what happened, because you have video. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
You knew the bad actors who were going to be there. You knew who showed up. You knew what the police did, the Capitol Hill police did in terms of letting people in and saying, hey, don't mess up the place. Do what you need to do. Don't mess up the place. And that, for the most part, that's what they did. I don't see any statues that were knocked down in there.
That's what I said. They were walking through like they were on a tour guide or something, going through the Capitol building. Yeah, you had a couple of scuffles and minor areas and that sort of thing. And you got a Capitol police officer shooting the veteran Ashley Babbitt, which we still don't know who that police officer was, which is amazing. 400 some people have been arrested. Indicted for any one of 20 some offenses and that sort of thing. But we still don't know the breakdown as to how many of those were actually just basic everyday people that were followers of Trump. I know in some degree there were some that they got busted. They got written up for trespassing.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's going to be arguable in some cases, because in many of the cases there, you saw the Capitol Police just, like you say, ushering the people in, just go, come on in. They pulled back the gates and let them go. And if you happen to be there, you might follow the crowd. And little did you know, you thought you had approval. And then suddenly, post-event, you're this awful insurrectionist,
And you're losing your job and all this, that, and the other thing. And it's such a fiasco, especially when you contrast it with what happened at the White House during the riots, earlier in the summer.
Exactly, with Black Lives Matter.
The place. They were trying to get into the White House complex. They were trying to get over to breach the perimeter, but they couldn't because it was the White House.
Exactly.
And they're torching. They burned the church. They did this. Yeah. They wrecked this.
They gave him a mural on the road leading to the White House.
Yeah.
What do the MAGA people get? No, you're going to jail.
Yeah. And that's why the January 6th thing is bogus.
Yeah. I didn't see Kamala Harris, the vice president, and her ilk out there paying bail money for, for that side of America.
Yeah. I mean, it's a joke.
The people that supposedly she serves.
Yeah. And therein lies the rub. It's such a partisan everything is about the partisanship and power with the Pelosi and those people, that legitimate inquiries into any of this stuff are out the window.
And, Al, you know that this president, I mean, if he was a corporate president, he'd have lost his job already.
Yeah.
I mean, stockholders wouldn't stand for it. And here in America, I mean, like, we're stuck. We're stuck with this. I mean, forget about whether or not you question the legitimacy of the election or not. He's just incompetent.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to put it in any other terms. I said early on, he's the manifestation, if you remember the book, about the Peter Principle.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Joe Biden is. He has risen to his level of incompetence. And that is clear with the stuff that he's done. I mean, he sold out on our ability to be energy independent. And look what we're, you know, looking at right now in terms of energy independence. We would love to be energy independent right now, but no. And then after all the hoopla over Russia, we're buying oil from Russia.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too bad we don't have a mulligan or like a lemon law. There should be a lemon law for presidents,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think there's got to be something. I mean, hey, maybe we can get a 2-for-1 while California is recalling Newsom. Maybe we could recall Joe Biden. Is that possible?
Well, he can't even recall himself. So what's those bad jokes.
But meanwhile, here we are. I mean, we're having to deal with the travesty of these policies that are only getting worse. And you got to know you're in trouble when you have AOC saying, "Hey, he's doing a great job, man. He's actually doing better than we expected," right?
Yeah, I mean, the Ayatollahs, the dictators, they're loving him. You know, they're giving him a thumbs up. So, hey, obviously everything's great. So.
He's Al Parada, the one and only. Thank you, Al.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Hillman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, or a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burley, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The state of Florida is hitting back at big tech, including Facebook and Twitter, for their willingness to suppress freedom of speech. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is putting pen to paper on a bill focused on big tech. Legislation signed on Monday by the governor will fine big tech companies that silence political speech by deplatforming candidates. Under the new law, the Florida Election Commission can levy fines of up to $250,000 per day on social media companies that deplatform candidates for statewide office.
The bill is identified as Senate Bill 7072. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the latest Democrat facing backlash for flouting social distancing as she urges the public to follow her state's coronavirus guidelines. Whitmer apologized Sunday after a photo emerged that showed her disregarding social distancing guidelines at a bar in Lansing, Michigan. Although Whitmer says it was an honest mistake, Michigan has put people in jail for days for breaking COVID protocols. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This day in history, Flash, 1935, the location, Forbes Field, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Babe Ruth hits his 714th home run, a record for career home runs that would stand for almost 40 years. Flash, 1977, Memorial Day weekend opens with an intergalactic bang as the first of George Lucas' Star Wars movies hits American theaters.
I didn't come back just to say goodbye. I shouldn't tell you this, but you're the only one I can trust.
We're going to jump ship and join the Alliance.
The Rebellion?
Quiet down. You're going to muzz bigger than a meteor.
I'm quiet.
Listen how quiet I am. You can barely hear me.
It won't be long before your uncle's just a tenant, slaving for the greater glory of the Empire.
No, that's not going to happen here. You said yourself the Empire won't even mess with this old rock.
Things can change.
I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Wait, Luke! It's too dangerous!
Should not have come back.
Star Wars, it received 7 Oscars and earned $461 million in U.S. ticket sales, $800 million worldwide. Carrie Fisher, a.k.a. the Princess, said it wasn't a movie opening, it was like an earthquake. Millions of COVID-19 vaccines are on the way for Taiwan, the health minister said on Tuesday, as he extended virus-related restrictions until the middle of June, even though the trend in new infections is falling. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, the fight continues, and we the people need to stand up. There's just no room for the silent majority anymore, because the silent majority is being overwhelmed by a very small minority when you think about it. Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Thomas Renz is joining us in just a few moments. He's a lead attorney in several major cases brought in Ohio, New Mexico, Maine, and nationally against the CDC and the DHHS regarding COVID-19 lockdowns. And we're going to be talking about... children being vaccinated. I mean, remember early on they said, no, it's not going to be necessary. But Pat Riley years ago talked about the disease of more. And I guess the disease of more can be relevant when it comes to being vaccinated. It's never enough. I mean, they're going to want everybody vaccinated, and it might even include in utero before it's all said and done. Thomas Renz, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. But, you know, this thing is, we love the brain trust of our supposed, health community. It's supposed to be watching out for our best interest. And they need to understand our best interest involves the U.S. Constitution. But now, even based on evidence, they're saying, hey, look, we need to really be really doubly sure here. Let's make sure the kids are vaccinated, right?
It's It's terrifying, Bill. I got to tell you, up until this point, I've been concerned about the unconstitutionality and lockdowns, things like that. Mm-hmm. When they decided to start promoting this with no studies in children, that was just, it was a bridge too far. I've got kids. That's mm-hmm. It's not acceptable. And let me be 100% crystal clear. COVID-19 is statistically zero risk of death for children. Zero. Kids do not spread COVID-19. You don't have, they are not an issue for COVID-19. Let me be crystal clear that this series of shots have not been tested on children. They are not safe and effective. There is no evidence to back that. None. So what we have is we have a disease that's not hurting kids, and they're telling you that you should experiment on your children by giving them a substance that's not been tested and not proven to be safe to prevent nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It makes no logical sense. I mean, you have to set aside all realms of critical thinking, you know, to get there. It's like for the same reason, is that if you've had COVID, why do you want to get vaccinated when you don't need it?
Well, you not only don't need it, but you're better off not getting it. Your natural immune system after getting it is stronger.
Superior. Yes, right.
By far. And, you know, no one's even claiming otherwise. But what they are saying, you know, they're still pushing for this. Yeah, this vaccine doesn't actually create immunization. The only thing that this does, according to the EUA documentation, is potentially limit the severity of it.
Right.
Okay?
To keep you out of the hospital and on a respirator.
Yeah, that's the theory, is that this will limit your... So here's the thing to ask your audience, right? So some of you have probably gotten this, and I hope to God you're okay. You know, I mean, there's a number of... The side effects could appear anywhere from 2 to 15 years down the road, but let's hope for now that you weren't one of the people that got major and immediate side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So under the law, it is a requirement that you be given informed consent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you went in to get this shot, let me tell you what the law says had to happen. You come in and someone says, "Hey, Mr. Smith, are you here for the COVID vaccine?" And you say, "Yes, I am." They say, "Well, I have to give you a number of disclosures before you can get this according to the law." And those disclosures start with this. First of all, I want you to know that these vaccines are not authorized in the formal way that they would normally be approved.
Yeah, they're not FDA approved. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Yes.
They've only been given an emergency use authorization. And what that means is that we have not done the studies. We do not know the long-term impacts or side effects. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't actually even have a full list of all side effects right now. What we do know is that you are subject potentially to death, anaphylaxis, impotence, sterility, blood clots, neurological disorders, and a number of other things. If you choose to get this, let me remind you there are other risks. And let me tell you what the potential benefits are. You can still get COVID-19, but if you do get it, it's possible that the symptoms will be less.
Mm-hmm.
So would you still like to get your vaccine, Mr. Smith? That's what they have to do under the law. Now, I ask any single person who got this vaccine, did that happen? I've talked to people all over the country, and the answer has been universally no.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you have situations. What are there 9 Yankee ball players all had the COVID vaccine and all got COVID?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a surprise. And you notice that they quit tracking breakthrough cases.
Yes,
exactly.
Unless
you end up in the hospital or dead, they quit tracking it. Why is that? Because it doesn't stop you from getting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even designed for that. They're designed to reduce the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's incredible. It's incredible. And let me tell you who else has done medical experimentation without informed consent. Well, the United States has. We did it in Guatemala. We did it in Tuskegee. Let me tell you who else has. The Nazis. Hitler did this. He tested vaccines on people without informed consent. Basically, they were prisoners, they were Jews, and he decided that they weren't worth living, so we might as well experiment on them. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nuremberg, we tested this.
Right.
So everybody keeps hearing these that there's violations of the Nuremberg Code. That's what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that they are putting this out. They're coercing people into getting it, particularly kids. Mm-hmm. And yet they're not giving people informed consent. They're lying about this. It's
exactly.
literally under the law, a crime against humanity.
Mm-hmm. You think same thing is happening with the Uyghurs in East Turkestan under the communist Chinese?
I'm guessing that they're being experimented on pretty dramatically. I mean, I don't have direct proof of that, but I...
It's not a big leap. It's not a big leap to think, yeah, right, exactly, the way they're being mistreated there. I mean, it's been a human tragedy that's gone on with the Uyghurs for way too long. And meanwhile, because, you know, again, you follow the money. And this is what's so disgusting about commerce. And, you know, the Chinese have been able to... you know, blind nations because of their love of money. And here they are getting away with all this, this abuse of humanity.
Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you that the next, that, you know, on top of that, we've got to look at the complicity in this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we've got these unapproved, untested drugs that legally you cannot say are proven safe and effective. You cannot say that there's anything other than emergency use authorization.
Right. Hey, Tom, we got to go to break. Let's pick this up when we come back on the other side of the break. More for Thomas Renz after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
With 19 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, Thomas Renz, you know, when you consider all this that we've been dealing with COVID, it seems that this was all brought to us by a political party that wanted an expected end. The expected end was, let's get Trump out of the White House. Well, they got Trump out of the White House, but they've created, this is of their own creation that they don't even know how to get out of. I mean, they've scared the holy what have you out of people that they can't just make a simple statement. And, you know, Joe Biden can't just come out and do a press conference without his mask and everything to be all well and hunky dory. That's not the way it's happening.
Well, you know, frankly, the political parties were useful idiots on this. Mm-hmm. The Democrats, they got used on this as well as the Republicans. Trump, you know, he okayed Operation Warp Speed. God bless him. I mean, he did a lot of amazing things for us. If there's one thing I was not excited about, it was that. Mm-hmm. But I think he was lied to. And I'm going to be real honest with you. I think both parties were lied to egregiously. And they're now in a political situation where they politicized this. And now both parties are struggling. The mm-hmm. Republicans are struggling with the difficulties of these vaccines being as dangerous as they are. And the Democrats are struggling with this disease not being the crisis that they said it was. It mm-hmm. was not ever the crisis that they said it was. The March 24th document that changed the death counts, the false PCR tests, all this stuff, there's no question that this was an overblown, unreal crisis. You know, they miscategorized hundreds of thousands of deaths mm-hmm. from what would have traditionally been, you know, other causes of deaths to COVID. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just inflated and made this crisis. Now we're at a situation where we've got these clearly dangerous drugs out there that everybody said, well, this is our only hope forward. And what do you do? I mean, we've got safe and effective treatments for this disease, which isn't all that dangerous. Mm-hmm. And these safe and effective treatments are things like hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, what have you. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this, but the guys that did the study on hydroxychloroquine, remember when they said, oh, there's terrible side effects?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were terrible side effects in that study because the study authors intentionally OD'd the people taking it on hydroxychloroquine so that they could say that it was dangerous. These people are now facing criminal charges. Because they literally OD'd people on this. You can OD on aspirin.
Exactly.
If you take too much of anything, it's bad. There mm-hmm. are safe, and but they had to bash this treatment because Trump was for it.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. Trump was right at first when he said, you know, give them hydroxychloroquine, give them this, give them that, and they're fine. I've been doing speeches, giving hugs, shaking hands all winter long. My doctor had put me on ivermectin. I didn't so much as get a cold. Mm-hmm. Vitamin D, zinc, and ivermectin. I couldn't have found a cold in my body if I had to. I mean, you know, and I couldn't, right through the crux of this horrible, awful disease that kills everybody. You know, out there shaking hands and talking mm-hmm. to people. I mean, I couldn't even be a super spreader because I couldn't get it. No matter mm-hmm. how hard I tried.
You know, well, your immune system was built up, and I got to tell you, most common sense people in America did that. They fortified their immunity. I know I did that as well, and was doing okay until I went to California, and my daughter-in-law, because she's such a giver, decided to share the disease with me. So I got, you know, a little bit of the virus, a slight cold is all. And but of course, that stopped me from going to Hawaii because I couldn't pass the PCR test, even though it had been, you know, 5 weeks down the road. So I went and had an immediate rapid test, and the rapid test said I was negative. So, you know, my immunity is now, you know, reinforced against COVID naturally, which, as you said earlier, and the doctors are, you know, in consensus on this as well, is that our natural immunity from having contracted COVID is much stronger than these injections. But there's no consideration for those, Thomas. I mean, you know, they're just saying you're either vaccinated or you're not. And again, because it's been politicized, it's if you've been vaccinated, you're a good guy. If you haven't been vaccinated, you're a bad guy.
Well, I mean, that makes me a very bad guy, and it makes me even worse because I'm trying to convince other people that they should ask questions that are difficult to answer before they get it. And I'm even going so far as to suggest that people should be given informed consent.
Exactly.
So I must be a real bad guy.
And what you read earlier in terms of informed consent, I mean, that's our right as citizens. But you see what happened because of Operation Warp Speed and, you know, the limited liability and all this other stuff that came into play, everybody gets a get out of jail card. And you know, no matter what happens down the road, just like with thalidomide in the 50s, you know, it's like, oops, oh, well, sorry, you know. But meanwhile, you've had all these women with miscarriages, you've got deformed babies now on your hands, and, you know, who's handling that problem?
Yeah, well, I mean, who's handling the problem of the 18, 19-year-old girl that I've got in the hospital who's been in a coma for 2 months that was perfectly healthy right up till the point she got the vaccine?
Mm.
Or the,
yes,
the 17-year-old that had a heart attack from it? Or, you know, the dad of I don't remember how many that was in great health and, you know, just keeled over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but those are, I mean, clearly they're, according to the CDC, and there's no correlation. I mean, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's absolutely absurd. You know, if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck, right? Except for with COVID. I mean, get the vaccine, well, that doesn't matter if it looks and quacks like a duck.
Exactly. So, but meanwhile, and nobody's talking about the flu. What are the flu numbers right now?
Well, here's the thing. So I thought that COVID cured the flu.
Yes.
Then I found out the truth. We had one of the worst flu seasons in record here over the last year. And, you know, they just let it go and called it COVID. It wasn't COVID. It was the flu.
Right.
I mean, there is COVID. COVID's a real thing, and it did kill people. And
yes.
You know, I mean, I'm not denying COVID, but literally, it looks like 200,000 plus cases of the flu were recategorized as COVID, death from the flu.
And that's all. And normally, in a normal flu season, what we have 80 to 100,000.
Yeah, usually.
Right. So here we are, twice as much flu, but they've been reclassified. That's all this stuff, and the doctors admitted it. Of course, you know, everything the government does, you know, comes with strings and some sort of, you know, incentive. And they incentivize the hospitals and the doctors to report everything as COVID because they got higher pay, and, you know, for those cases. And so they all played into this narrative, and now here we are trying to get out of it. And, you know, and it's of our own making. That's the thing, and nobody is stepping up front to say, "Whoa, wait a minute." Okay, we've got to admit what we've done here, but there's no admission. You know, just like Governor Cuomo in New York, he's not going to admit anything. You know, that's the nature, and that's what you know, the political process and what liars do. You always, you know, as Dinesh D'Souza said, you stick to the con.
Yep, and they certainly are. Well, let me tell you how much they are. So I've got one of my cases in federal court, and we're challenging the fact that they lied about the data by issuing a rule to mislead everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know the Information Quality Act requires that the government report data with integrity and honesty?
Right.
And I actually have the government lawyers arguing that they shouldn't be forced to do that. I'm not joking. They're legitimately arguing that the government should not be forced to present data with honesty and integrity. That is no joke.
How are they? What are they justifying that?
They're that. What do you mean? They're just saying. They're saying that we shouldn't be able to ask the government to ensure. They're saying that we should not have standing to require that the government provide data with honesty and integrity. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally. It's part of one of their motions in the case.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So I mean, they didn't even deny that the data is misleading. They just, at least in that part of the argument, they didn't. They just said, we shouldn't have to. We should be able to lie as much as we want to the American people, and it's all
exactly.
good.
Exactly. Unbelievable. Well, Thomas Renz has been our guest. Thomas, appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Severe weather slammed western Kansas Monday evening, dropping tornadoes, including one which impacted a Sheridan County community. Damage cleanup is underway after a tornado struck Selden, a northwestern Kansas town. Kansas Highway Patrol spokesman Todd Hillman tells KSN News the damage he witnessed.
We have reports of injury crashes from semi-trucks that were blown over. We also have a train that is blown over, a train cars that are blown over. Don't know if they were connected to the engine or not right now.
There were no report of injuries related to the storm. A missing 69-year-old fisherman, Harry Burleigh, was found alive on Sunday after surviving 17 nights in the Oregon wilderness alone. He went missing May 7th after a camping trip to the Twin Lakes area. That's about 66 miles southeast of Portland, Oregon. His wife, Stacy, says he's doing well since being rescued. USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You know, many of us became aware of the Battle of Dunkirk. Remember, on the shores of France after the blockbuster movie Dunkirk hit the big screens a few years back. But did you know America had its own Dunkirk on U.S. soil? It's a little-known part of history, and now the best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian Patrick O'Donnell writes all about it in his book titled The Indispensables, The Diverse Soldier Mariners Who Shaped the Country, Formed the Navy, and Rode Washington Across the Delaware. Patrick O'Donnell joins us now. He's a best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian and an expert on elite units. Patrick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be back on, Bill. It's been about 5.5 years. I remember we talked about.
I know. I looked back. I'm going, man, this has been a long time. But you've been busy.
Good
and anytime
to be back on the air with you, I enjoy it.
Well, good fun here. Well, the Indispensables. How did this story come across your radar?
Well, you know, Bill, all the books that I've ever written have found me, and that's certainly the case with the Indispensables. I wrote a book called Washington's Immortals, and that was a massive bestseller on the American Revolution. It was about the Marylanders that make an epic stand at the Battle of Brooklyn, and it's at the Battle of Brooklyn that the men that saved the army by rowing it across the East River in the American Dunkirk are Marbleheaders. And it was there that I was introduced to the story, and then they do it again at Trenton, and they transport the Marylanders, and the Marbleheaders are responsible for bringing the army across again. And it was, you know, my readers when I was promoting Washington's Immortals, I'd say, "Yeah, I'm writing a book about a regiment that changed the course of the revolution." Oh, you're writing about the Marbleheaders, and I'm thinking to myself, not quite yet, but that's coming. And this is exactly today, and it's their breakaway bestseller. On the first day, we were doing our third reprinting last week, which was on last Tuesday was our public day, and went through a third reprinting that day alone, and the rave review in the Wall Street Journal.
Wow, well, it's definitely gaining traction. And people welcome, your insight and your storytelling. This is what makes you, in a sense, indispensable as a historian, so don't go anywhere.
that's definitely not part of the plan. This is something that I've been doing since I was 4 years old. I mean, not storytelling per se, but just my love of history began then. And I would drag my parents to battlefields and, ships, you name it, old houses. I just love our history and our stories. And I'm able to take some really obscure stuff that in most cases have been forgotten in history or it's in plain sight and turn it into a story. And I had a lot of people say this is a Netflix miniseries waiting to happen.
characters
that saved the war and saved the revolution, but they also are part of the early revolution on the intellectual ideas that make up our freedom and liberty that, in today's digital age, we shouldn't take for granted. I mean, they could evaporate in less than a second instantly. It's our founding story that's our most important story because it's about who we are as Americans.
Right. Well, just like you, the way you wired and you were wired and as a 4 year old and you appreciated and had an high acumen and interest for history, the Marbleheaders were designed, for a time such as that, right?
I think the story can transcend time. It's, all of the books I've written 12. In many cases, it deals with human agency. It's about people, either a single individual or a small group of individuals that can change the course of history. Nothing in our history is preordained. We can change it. We can make a difference. People can make a difference. The smallest the smallest effort can make a difference in many cases. And what you have with the Marblehead Regiment and the Indispensables are people that were in the true inflection points of history. It's their efforts, though, that were able to save the war and save our country. You wouldn't have a radio show today had it not been for men in this book. And it's one of the things I always ask before I write a book is, who cares? Why does it matter? Well, it matters because we wouldn't be here had it not been for the men and women in this book. And they sacrificed. I mean, the sacrifice they made is tremendous. In many cases, it was their own lives.
And I want to get in more detail with that if we can here, Patrick, because, the Marbleheaders themselves, came from Massachusetts. They were from Marblehead, and hence, you get the name Marbleheaders, so that's the relationship there. These were mostly mariners, right?
Yeah, Marblehead, for those that don't know, is about 16 miles as the crow flies from Boston, north of it, and In the 1770s, it was the second largest port city in Massachusetts, and it was the economic engine of Massachusetts. It was through trade, and in particular, fish. Fortunes were made on fish. These men would fish the Grand Banks, which is about 15 miles north of Boston, off Nova Scotia. But this is where these men were, in many ways, forged, because this is the most treacherous sea on Earth. It was, massive waves, massive storms, and they had to somehow survive all this to fish this stuff, fish the Grand Banks. In many cases, dozens of people would die every year. Just they wouldn't come home because the fishing itself was so dangerous. But they formed some really unique bonds of friendship, but also working as team on boats, and in many cases these were ethnically diverse crews that included free African Americans. There were a number of Hispanic Americans in the regiment, mm-hmm. They form a unity on those boats that translates later on in the war, and they're at the right place at the right time in some of the most crucial operations. But what's also interesting is they their trading relationships are with Spain at the beginning of the war, and it's the Marbleheaders that suggest that we need alliances in order to win the American Revolution. And it's their trading relationships with a mega trading house that's directly connected with the King of Spain that leads to our first foreign aid in the form of muskets, in the form of gunpowder, which is absolutely crucial and essential during the early American Revolution because it doesn't exist in the colonies. And it's General Gage that knows this is our Achilles heel, and he's trying to disarm us through the various operations at Lexington and Concord, at Fort William and Mary, Salem, etc. But these relationships that they form with the Spaniards in particular lead to an alliance that would change the course of history and also bring in this vital gunpowder.
And it's amazing as you tell the story how these Marbleheaders, as you say, were at the right place at the right time. I mean, you can't come away, at least I can't anyway, come away and think of what it had to be by the hand of divine providence.
In many cases, yes. There's so many circumstances in which you can't really explain it any other way. For instance, at the American Dunkirk, where the army is about to be dealt this crushing blow by the British, where they have us surrounded, and the only way of means of escape is across the East River. And the wind doesn't work for the British. They can't sail up the river and intercept the boats and blow them out of the water. But it works for us eventually. And then also a fog sets in that screens the movement of the boats, which is incredible, and saves the army.
Well, there is so much to the story. It is compelling, and this is one when you get your hands on the book, it just blows you away. I mean, to appreciate that there are so many stories that you have to consider in the American Revolution and the roles that so many people played, but in this particular case, the indispensables, the diverse soldier mariners who shaped the country, formed the Navy, and rode Washington across the Delaware. And we're going to get into more details with the best-selling author himself, Patrick O'Donnell. So stay with us for more.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Anybody here looking for revival? Here on Hearts and Across the Man. Anybody looking for revival?
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, the best-selling author, Patrick O'Donnell. Last time we spoke was about Washington's Immortals, and he's back. It's been a long time coming, but I'm telling you, this is worth it. His new book, The Indispensables, the diverse soldier mariners who shaped the country, formed the Navy, and rode Washington across the Delaware. It's the first time you're hearing about the Marbleheaders, I'm sure, but it is a compelling and fascinating story, and one that... Patrick, people are eating up. I mean, the response here has just been phenomenal for this book. And I understand Breitbart just gave you a great review as well, right?
Well, I actually wrote a piece in Breitbart.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Contributor okay. There. It is called The Narrative, and it's sort of an untold version of how the, you know, I mean, the colonists or the Americans didn't necessarily coin the term information war, but they sure as hell understood it. And they knew that after the Battle of Lexington and Concord, where they were attacked by the British, and they were, you know, the British were trying to disarm us by taking our powder, but they knew that they would be branded as traitors. So the importance there was that they knew that they had to shape the narrative, and they did that by Elbridge Gerry, who's the main character in my book, who's my favorite term for him is Grumbletonian. He's an ornery guy.
Right.
But he's a brilliant lawyer, and he's also really a lot of our freedoms and liberty flow from Elbridge Gerry. He also understood the concentration of power and how dangerous that is.
Right.
But Gerry was tasked with gathering the depositions from the participants of the Battle of Lexington and Concord. And he got not only John Parker, who was in the midst of Lexington Green, but also the British soldiers that were there. And he got their depositions of what happened. And who fired first was the all-crucial question. And we don't necessarily know the answer to it, but they were able to shape that narrative in such a way through the voices of those who were there that it was the British. And now the key here is getting the story to the British press first. And they had to cross 3,000 miles of Atlantic Ocean that was also guarded by British ships. And they had to run through a blockade. So they found the fastest ship they could find. And I write about this. It's the lost voyage, arguably the most important voyage in American history, a little ship called the Quero that nobody's ever heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And they loaded in the depositions in the Quero with all they have is ballast stones at the end and no cargo. And they realized to their horror that Gage's ship with his story and version of events left earlier, days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So they cross the Atlantic, they go through a bunch of British ships that they avoid, and they get to London, and they give the papers and the deposition to a man who's got a sympathetic ear to the Patriot cause, and it becomes a massive tidal wave of publicity.
Wow.
That changes the entire British Empire overnight, and it's the American narrative that was framed by our founders. And it would be 2 weeks before General Gage's report makes it to the British Isles. And in many ways, it corresponds with what we said. But the question of who fired first comes from the American side.
Exactly.
It changed the entire course of history.
Unbelievable. The power of the pen, once again. Proof,
exactly.
Right?
The power of an idea.
Yeah, exactly.
The American idea of the revolution is the most powerful, some of the most powerful ideas of freedom and liberty that the world has ever seen, and it would shape, you know, revolutions and change empires ever since. And that's why it's so important.
Yeah, yeah. You've been a student of this all your life, you know, for all intent and purposes. And you talk about this great American idea. And what is it in today's culture that we're missing that hasn't been communicated about this idea that's 250 years old, but could, you know, as some suggested, could be on the brink?
Yeah, I think we're in real danger. I think that, you know, we have a duty as Americans to protect what the ideals of the revolution is. It's who we are as Americans.
Mm-hmm.
And, to protect our history. I think there's a lot of things that are going on here that are at bay. There's variety of influences. I think technology being a big one.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about power and how Elbridge Gerry understood power. The founders understood power and how to diffuse it and disperse it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is vitally important in today's age when the power of the public square, the power of the pen, can be controlled by a very small few tech companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very important that the lessons of the revolution are, broadcast and in many cases relearned. There's a lot there. They understood the idea. The American idea is a great one. It's an important one that we should defend.
Yes. But when you have such power against it, and the FCC, in a sense, allowing big tech to come in and overwhelm, the message and the media outlets, so to speak. I mean, they would not allow, before this, they would not allow one entity to control the narrative with TV stations, radio, or newspapers. It was all very well regulated, and then comes, you know, social media, and it's a whole new frontier that's running amok, and it's amazing how much control. I mean, if they don't break this up, Patrick, we're going to be a communist country.
think the beauty of I think that the American people as a whole collectively are a wise and smart people, and they're seeing through a lot of what is going on. And I think that that is the ace in the hole. And I think the thing that Washington's Immortals is based on primary sources. It's not I try not to insert bias in it. I just tell the story. I don't pick sides. I think that's really very critical in this day and age is for people, the listeners out there, to dig into your own research, do your own digging, find your own stories, because a lot of what you're listening to and hearing is somebody else's narrative or somebody else's bias. It's important that you try to form your own opinions. Critical thinking is
it's almost a lost art, isn't it?
And it's, I think the other thing is human interaction. I mean, technology is a great thing in many ways, but it's also taking us away from each other. So I think getting back to each other is a really important thing. And our founding is our most important time period in many ways. It's who we are as Americans, and that's why it's so critical.
Without a doubt. And The Indispensables goes a long way in reminding us of that story, as you say, and it is up to us individually, because self-responsibility is core to this democratic republic and for its continuation, if it's going to be. In the book, you talk about the stormy night of August the 29th, 1776, the Continental Army faced capture or annihilation after losing the Battle of Brooklyn. Tell our audience what happened.
This is the American Dunkirk. It's where the whole war falls upon the shoulders of these men, and they must get the army across, and they do it against all odds. And they do it, this is just one experience. They bring the army across the East River. Here the fog sets in and saves, screens it from the prying eyes. But these were the men, and in some cases women, who were in the inflection points of history. All the books I've written have a common thread, and that's human agency. It's about how a single individual or a small group of individuals who are resilient, that are determined, can change the course of history. Nothing is preordained, and we can change the course of history through our actions. And it's important. It's in all the books I've written, and in many cases it's hard. It's against all odds. And the price is very heavy. The price for the Marbleheaders, they lost their fortune in many cases. These were very wealthy men. They lose their fortunes. They lose their families that die at sea. John Glover, a main character, loses his son who dies at sea. He loses his wife from disease. It's hard. Hard 8 years of war. For our freedom and liberty that many people take for granted.
Yeah.
And that's an extraordinary story, though.
Well, and the timing of this...
story that's in many of my books.
Right. And the timing, like you say, of human agency and, the stories of human agency that are involved in your storytelling. And here we are, approaching Memorial Day, which is a time to remember those that paid the ultimate price. And I'm real sensitive about that, Patrick, is that it is a day reserved for those that did pay the ultimate price. I mean, we have other days that we honor, veterans and first responders and that sort of thing. But people that put it all on the line, that gave the ultimate, whether it was family members, husbands, wives, this is incredible. I mean, this is all, intertwined in the woof and warf and fabric of the American idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. And it's a beautiful idea that has changed the world and will continue to change the world. But you have to be vigilant.
Yeah. As Ronald Reagan said, we are that light on a shining hill. And even still, in the midst of all the things and the false narratives that are running out there, that light continues to shine brightly, and we have people, millions of people, that want to be part of this American dream because of what it represents, right?
Yeah.
Well, Patrick O'Donnell, thank you. thank you for coming on. Appreciate it. The book available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well. He's the best-selling author of Washington's Immortals. This is going to be an incredible find for you and read. Very compelling. The Indispensables from Patrick O'Donnell. Thank you, Patrick. Have a great day.